Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you motherfucker. Okay. All right.
That's a brand name, like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it, I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is when you chop my dope down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5%, and then you call it Blue Magic, that is trademark infringement. You understand what I'm saying?
Y'all, I'm here, and so it's my Tell the Truth Tuesday. The show's called So Gone. Ugh, my allergies are whooping my ass today. I'm having to get up and get my son to his practices and then get back home and then try to sleep. So yesterday I didn't do the show because I've been dead dog tired, exhausted all freaking week, all week. And so anytime I can get sleep and it's coming freely and I don't have to force it, that's a good thing. So yesterday, and I'm going to, this is going to be the last time, because I realize that every time I speak words into something, I'm breathing life into it. So, you know, that's why you have to be careful what you say. And so I did some shows about Las Vegas and so on and so forth, and then some similar situations. But I've been pretty good at guillotining and cutting motherfuckers off. So the reason that I've had to cut people off is because I have to protect my energy, because I have some creative projects coming up that are going to be due. My son is starting, you know, junior high school, so it's just everything is in a transitional phase. So I get a text message yesterday morning, and it's very reminiscent of how this person behaves. And it's like, yo, you know, and I'm just like, I knew this was going to happen. So I respond, of course, with, hey, how are you? You know, because I don't have any ill will towards anybody right now. I'm just trying to, you know, you do your thing, I'll do my thing. And it's just, if not, it's not meant to be. So I don't hear from this person all day, and the reason he probably didn't respond back is because he didn't think I was going to respond back. I'm not mad at you, darling, not at all, because you can't be mad at people for who they are. So later on in the evening, he actually calls. You know, he gets the nerve. And he calls, and he's, you know, ranting, and he's upset. And this is the young gentleman that I talk, and I'm being nice calling him a gentleman, that I call the kid. You know, and I said to him, I said, you know, the reason that I call you a kid is because that's the only way that I can co-sign your fucking behavior. It really is. That's the only way that I can say in my mind, like, we could keep him around, or if he just grows up a little bit or matures a little bit, then maybe I'd be able. Because, you know, I have all different kind of people around me. I got the ambitious. I got the hungry. I got the ones that don't know how to act. I got the ones that if I put a phone call out, they're willing to do, you know, whatever for me, and I would do the same. So we haven't really identified who this person was. We knew he was a loose cannon. However, what I identified and what makes me feel, especially being a mother, and I'm going to be very honest, truly honest. I'm going to be honest. As a mother, I struggle a lot with dating, not because of my son, most likely, but because a lot of you women didn't raise your fucking sons. I struggle a lot because me wanting to be a nurturer, and, you know, I'm a moon child, you know, born in June, I always want to try to take care of somebody, you know, that's in my nature. I want to feed them. I want to, hey, did you eat today? You okay? You know, all these things that these young and old black men to this day claim that they want. So for me, I have, you know, this ability to not really give a fuck about what you're saying or doing if I know your spirit or if I know your heart and I know that you're not a bad person. Now, there are people out there. I've met a couple motherfuckers that were just bad people. Like, you really like, you know what, you gonna get something for this because you're just a bad person, right? This particular gentleman was not a bad person. He just had some bad shit happen to him. And I think part of, now he doesn't know this, but I'm going to break it down today because this is serious, you know, because I think that he needs to hear this and then he'll go the fuck away. Probably not, but he needs to hear this because perhaps, you know, it was, you know, things are put in my way for a reason. You know, I either eat them up or I try to learn to coexist. Now, I've tried to coexist with this kid for a long time. You know, I like the kid. You know, I'll say that on record, and I've said it before, but he never hears me say that. He only hears me say the things that are negative or the things that he perceives as negative, and I'm not responsible for how you perceive things. I'm only responsible for what I've said and what I meant, and I meant what I said. So now let me say this. He says to me yesterday, he calls me, he's very angry. You know, and he's just like, you're sitting up here talking about me on your show, your little show. And I told y'all before, and it's so funny, that's how I know he's on my pages, is because I told people, I said, whenever people try to minimize what it is that you're doing by saying like, oh, your little show, or I see you got your little award and things like that, and it's a big deal to you, they're saying that because they're trying to belittle you. Don't fucking belittle me. It doesn't fucking work. It won't work, bruh. Stop. Stop it. I don't care what you say or what you do. You will never make me feel like my show of 2 fucking years, who I've consistently been on, who has helped people. I get inboxes daily, you know, about something that's going on. People feel comfortable enough and trust me enough to share with me certain things that they may not have told someone else. That's what the purpose of the show was for. So I didn't do Manic Monday because I could have went into all these ratchet things that I didn't feel like talking about, and I didn't feel like talking about it. I wanted to go to sleep, and it was a very rare situation where my son, you know, snuggled in the bed with me, and, you know. So prior to that snuggling, the gentleman, you know, calls me and he's irate. He's on the phone. Now, mind you, I've not talked to this man in 10 days, you know, because everything is always so explosive. And I get tired of that shit. It's a drain on me. It's a drag. I don't want to do it, you know. And I tell him all the time, just leave me the fuck alone. If you don't like me, if you feel like this, just leave me alone. And so his abusive side comes out. Now, I'm uber abusive, but I have not been abusive to him, and I think that that's where we're getting confused, because I will straight rip somebody else's throat out. But this kid, I tried to be nice to him, and I tried to be nice to him because I realized that he's had a lot of issues, which I did not discuss on the show, but I'm going to discuss them today since he want to be, you know, irate. So I have a 12-year-old son, and at the time that this gentleman turned 12 years old, he was already in a juvenile detention center for some things that he had done. And you get that when you meet him. You know, when you meet him and when you spend time around him, you get that. You know, even to, and let me say this, even down to the way that he eats his food, you can tell that things have been taken from him. Okay? So when you watch this person, because you got to watch him first. Okay, ladies, you can't just go around just being like, oh, my God, you got to watch for the fucking side effects. So you could tell that things have been taken from him. You know, much like, you know, and I'm not even going to make that comparison because he'll be insulted and say I called him a dog or something like that, and that's not what I said. So of all the things I said on my last show, all he got out of it was, I make money. And in the 3 business ventures that I was in, 3 different areas, I made $100,000 doing 3 different things. But what I'm hearing is that, A, I can't focus and figure out how to make $1 million off these things. B, I start projects and don't fucking finish them. And C, how the fuck long ago were these 3 ventures where you made $300,000? Because after taxes, everybody knows that's a tax break at what, 33-something%? Right? So 3 times 3, that's 99. So really now you only have 200,000. Did you reinvest that money? No, you didn't. The store that you had is now gone. You didn't invest in anything else. And right now you're trying to go into real estate. Every time I talk to you, it's something different. So you have bipolar entrepreneurial skills. Okay? I tried to help this man focus. I really did. I would download websites, try to teach him, like, this is how you find houses that are owned by the city. This is how you go bid on it. I even offered to fill the motherfucking paperwork out. So instead of him just looking at it saying, you know what, her and I are not a good match, maybe we'll revisit this at another time and do business, no. He wants to call my phone while I'm having a wonderful day with my son, who is not in juvenile detention at this time, okay, who I adore, right, who I would never let anything like that happen to, and irritate me. So now he's calling and he's saying, you's a fucking bird. And this, y'all ain't gonna believe this shit. This is how this motherfucker talks to me. And so it puts me in a position where now I have to start yelling. I'm home with my son, Nika. I'm home with my son. Called to disrupt my motherfucking day when I'm home with my 12-year-old son. Okay? Just because you had a fucked up childhood does not mean that you get to fuck up my day. And let me say this. I get that your childhood was probably way more fucked up than most. You know that I know what happens to little boys when they go into juvenile detention with little green eyes and a white mother, right? That are a little on the smaller side. It's not like you went up in that motherfucker like Mike Tyson, because you didn't. So I'm very aware of what most likely 100% happened to you in that place. So I was real sensitive to that fact. But I'm not going to be sensitive today because you're a bitch. That's him calling me right now. So let's just go ahead and not answer that. No. So the bottom line is that when I see somebody like that, all I see is hurt and pain. So I just, when I see him, I just want to hug him. Or I just want to, you know, try to teach him something else so that he doesn't have to, you know, be so angry all the motherfucking time. You know, and I'm an angry bitch. So for me to say that you're angry, but let me tell you this. My childhood was fucked up in a different way. So we all have had some issues in our childhood. I really don't know anybody whose childhood was just like normal. You weren't getting electricity cut off. You wasn't getting this cut off. You weren't getting that cut off. So the bottom line is that I tried to show this gentleman something else. I'm not answering your call, and I hope you're listening because you know I can see you calling me. So 10 days. 10 days is the maximum that this man and I have not spoke. 10 days, it's like some sort of thing with him. Me, I could, you know, it doesn't matter to me. I'll look up, it'll be 4 months. You know what I'm saying? You told me you don't like me. You told me I'm a bird. You told me you can't stand me. I ain't shit, this, that, and the third. So then he gets into a conversation with me about finances. If y'all have listened to the show enough, y'all know I don't discuss finances with men, and men don't discuss their finances with me. I don't care what a man has. And I told you, one of the sweetest things that my girlfriend Kendra has ever said about me was the fact that, you know, Denise's flaw is actually the fact that she will fuck with somebody, right, and they not have shit, or they not be, you know, reaching their potential. I'll date anybody. So it doesn't matter, but let me say this. I've had far more success with motherfuckers that were trying to have shit than motherfuckers that didn't have shit. Because those that didn't have shit, there's a reason you don't have it. We too old for this, you know. So, unfortunately, you know, the gentleman goes on and on. And I'm listening to this motherfucker really lay into me saying, I don't give a fuck about you and I don't owe you anything. Just angry. You should be glad that someone at least stuck around long enough, you know what I'm saying, to try to help you. How did you try to help me? I tried to help you by trying to get you to focus. So now you're telling me that I'm not shit and we only hung out this many times and we only did this. Now you're minimizing what I do or what, you know, what was going on, and that's okay. So you don't have to worry about the minimization anymore. So let me just tell you what it was. So, you know, this is a kid, and again, I call him a kid because I'm like, there has to be a huge shift in this excuse me, in this black man who's in his early 30s. There has to be some sort of shift. I don't know what it's going to be, you know, because I really thought that I could see the shift as long as I was like, okay, just let him rant and do what he does, because this ain't the first time I've dealt with a broken man. It's not. You understand what I'm saying? You know, when we started having the deconstruction of homes where black men were being taken out of the homes, whether the mother was white, black, Hispanic, or indifferent, then we start having issues raising our boys. I'm raising a boy. Okay, but his father was on the phone today like, hey, listen, this, you know, this, this, and this. So, yeah, it sounds crazy, but my son is very aware of who his father is and what consequences are and what can go down. I'm very aware that if my son can, you know, was to continue to step out of line or act a fuck ass fool, he's gonna have to go live with his dad, because I'm not putting up with that shit. And boys need that. They need to be around their father. So when you take a child and put them in a detention center, which I do not agree with unless you fucking killed somebody, okay, you're taking them away from their family. And I, listen, as a mother, I apologize for that. I'm not your mother. I don't know what you did. But I know that I would not want that for my son. Because what happened was, from the age of 12 to 16, age of 12 to 17, maybe you never talked to anybody about it, but you lose a huge part of how you're supposed to be loved, what it looks like to be loved, what it looks like for your mother to be loved, what it looks like for your father to love your mother. You lose all of that between those years. Those are prime adolescent years, dear. You understand what I'm saying? So I stuck around, so you can call me whatever you want, but I stuck around because I'm like, maybe if I just stand still, and y'all know that this is a thing of mine, this is my flaw, if I stand still and become the stick in the mud, like we talked about the Victor character in the book, Stay in Your Lane, A Diary of a Hot Mess, that situation went on for 10 years. And you're also talking about somebody that was very broken, very damaged, had issues with his mother, didn't know his father. This gentleman knows his father. But, you know, so you're talking about the same type of situation. And I absolutely adored the Victor character. But after a while, when it gets to a place where you are consistently drinking every day, this is a separate situation. Now, this gentleman, he doesn't really drink. He smokes, but he doesn't really drink. He doesn't really, you know, but I find that if I get with him about some shit, then at least sometimes he listens, and then he'll get in the gym. This is the pot-belly pig, you know. He's not big at all. He had a little belly on him because he eats terrible. And that's how you know don't nobody give a fuck about you, because I wouldn't be sending my man in the streets to go eat Popeyes. No. You understand what I'm saying? So there are certain things, and I'm sure, darling, you have a gang of bitches that just claim they love you so much. But it's funny because you had a situation that to me was a life and death situation. Now I find out it was a self-inflicted situation, and you were there and you lied. So I can't protect you. I can't go to bat for you. I can't make good on anything that you say, just even as a human being, because you're a fucking liar. You know what I'm saying? I never lied to you about anything. Then he starts talking to me about how much money do I make. You don't need to know how much money I make because you don't come to my house. So you can say whatever the fuck you want to say, bruh. You have never been to my house. You have been around my son one time on accident when we were at a public outing with my family, okay? You have done a lot of things that make me feel like I can't trust you, so therefore I didn't, right? So unfortunately, whatever physical connotation we have, whatever little attraction, like I told him before, if I could go back to the very beginning when we first started seeing each other, like back in September, October, because it's coming up on a year, you know what I'm saying? That's the kind of vibe I like. But unfortunately, you know, you were sending the representative on the dates. I wasn't. I was who the fuck I was last year, the year before that. You tried to send the representative on the date thinking that a grown-ass woman wasn't going to notice that that's not you. So, yeah, there's a lot of young girls out there that think that you are just the bee's knees, honey, and they will think that until you get old and broke. They will always think that, right? But then there's women like me that look at you and see this hurt little boy, and I've told you this before, right? I've told you this before. I said, I can't, you know, in good faith really take you seriously because all you want to do is put me down. Now, I'm a strong motherfucker. Like, people say shit to me all the time. It rolls off my back. But when you genuinely care about somebody and you like somebody and they're sitting there calling you out of your name, calling you all these things, like, who the fuck calls me a bird? Are you fucking crazy? You know what I'm saying? And y'all know I'm violent. You know, I've never hit this man. I've never done nothing like that. And sometimes we do play too much. Like, we'll slap box, and I could just tell that his demons want to play with my demons, and I'm like, no, because this will be disastrous. So I'm sitting here with the contract that was written up for Mr. Williams, 4/18/2016. Now, the whole contract was about 10 pages long. This is when he wanted to invest in my business. So then after he didn't sign the contract, didn't answer the phone, which we knew he was going to do that. Hood motherfuckers usually never do anything that legitimizes money. Motherfuckers don't want to do it. So it says, Mr. Williams at no time is to disclose that he is the sole and initial investor of Miss Black Blank, my last name, and Zero Fucks Nation during the initial investment period of April 18, 2016 to January 1, 2017. In the event that he discloses that information about Miss so-and-so, present to agree or deny, this contract is null and void. In exchange, Miss, me, is offering full disclosure at any time to Mr. Williams, as well as documentation of his investment and financial affidavit. So Mr. Williams is allowed access to this information, events, and trips funded by Miss, my last name, for the business. And after the first 6 months and his investment, this non-disclosure clause can be revisited and negotiated. So that was the non-disclosure clause. I don't know you, so I'm not finna take you to the bank and be like, oh, this is how much I make. I'm not trying to impress you. I'm not a dude. I'm a female. So it's none of your fucking business what I make, what I'm doing. I will do a million things until they all make me $1 million. That's what I do. Okay, and I do that so that I don't have to ask motherfuckers like you for money. And instead of you appreciating that, saying, you know, I don't know what she make, but you know what, she always at work. I don't got time to go out and be a bird and suck dick on Tuesdays because I'm always at work. I don't have time to be sitting up here going to the Rainbow store picking out fucking bras that ain't gonna fit and play clothes. I don't have time for that shit. I barely sleep. Last week, I think there was within 3 days, I had only slept 3 hours. Right? So it's nice. It was nice in the beginning when everything was light. And, you know, he used to call and surprise me and be like, oh, you know, come through, whatever. I like that level of spontaneity. Now I can't fucking stand you. Like, seriously. Because you lie all the fucking time. You always worried about what the fuck I'm doing. Then you be having these bouts of jealousy. Then it's like you fight yourself like, I like her, but I really don't. The truth of it is that you know that on any level you could never fuck with me seriously. And I can't fuck with you either because look at what you do. Do you think that the average motherfucker calls my phone, okay, after 10 days, like nothing happened, and then later on gets angry and I've not said shit to you, okay, and calls somebody out of their name? And then you're in the car with somebody. As paranoid as I am, you're in the car with somebody trying to make yourself look better than what you are. You can't sit there and talk, and I've told women this before too. If you sit up there and you call him a crab-ass Negro and all this other stuff, that means that that's what you like. So what you like is a reflection of you, right? So, yeah, we had our moment. We had our time. Let this shit go. Stop, you know, calling me. Like, if you can't go 10 days without talking to me, then you might want to sit down and figure out what the fuck it is about me that you can't let go. I could let you go. Let the streets have you. Don't make you go back to the hood, do whatever you want to do. Because that's how you live. That's how you're going to die. That's not how I live. I'm not trying to sit up here and break another black man. That's not what I do. So of everything that I've ever said about you, you only take the small piece where I'm like, I wish he wouldn't do this and I wish he wouldn't do that. And you take great offense to it, right? That's great that you're in the community and you're having things for kids. That's great that you know, you care about your mom and then you wanted to buy your sister a house. That's great because I'm the one that went down and told you how much the house was worth, how much he bought it for, and the fact that he was overcharging you. And instead of you just saying fucking thank you, what do? You fucking come to me and now you're like, look this up. Look, I'm not your fucking girlfriend, dude. I'm a grown ass. I don't got time to be helping you all fucking day. Okay? You have never come to me and asked what could you do for me or tried to make my day. Or tried to see me smile. Not since the beginning. So I take that as you don't give a fuck. And this is what we just talked about on the other show. A motherfucker ain't got to tell me twice if they don't like me. Then leave me the fuck alone. I don't bother you. You know, I didn't realize he was on my internet mail list. So just like the MMDTS show, the Married Men Don't Talk show, where you get like the emails once the show becomes available, it'll automatically text your number from my number or from my email. You know? So he's like, stop sending me the shows and stop talking to me on the shows. I said, I'll tell you what. I'm going to stop talking about you on the show, but then that's when you become irrelevant, right? So you want me to stop talking about you on the show? Cool. I just wanted to put all the information out there about what happened, what was really going on. And, yeah, me and you, we could have been straight. We could have even been friends that, you know what I'm saying, every now and again if we go to dinner, whatever, I have no problem with that. Now I do because I'm just a bird. And remember, you just fucked with me like 2 times and we never hung out and all these things never happened in your mind. You keep telling yourself that because that's why I don't fucking claim you motherfuckers. I don't claim none of y'all. And the stable is empty right now because I just got rid of anything that causes me fucking problems. Why would you wake up to set out to hurt somebody's feelings? Like, is that what you wanted? Because I do have feelings. I am a woman. I do have feelings. You know, not necessarily for you, but, like, I would never want nothing bad to happen to you. I want the best for you. I want to see you do well for your children. But you don't wish me the same. You're a dangerous motherfucker. And you're a liar, a fucking liar. Like, you lie about so much shit that doesn't even make sense. Who the fuck am I that you need to lie to? That's what you said to me yesterday. I agree. You don't got to lie to me about shit. Just don't bring it up. But if I'm asking you out of genuine fucking concern, because I'm getting text messages that things have gone down where motherfuckers is getting shot and going in the hospital, and I'm coming looking for you like, hey, you good? You understand what I'm saying? Then you should appreciate that instead of fucking calling my phone, being verbally abusive to me, some shit that's going to get you fucking smacked. I don't want to hit you. I don't want to fight you. I don't want to fucking burn your houses down. I don't want to do none of that. I just want you to leave me the fuck alone. So don't go 10 days. 10 days, go another 20. Don't talk to me. Leave me the fuck alone. If you don't like me, right, and you don't want nothing to do with me and I disgust you and I'm a bird and I'm all these things, dude, take your own advice. Leave me the fuck alone. It was easy for me to leave you alone because I already know I will hurt you physically, mentally, spiritually, and I didn't do that to you. You are easy prey to a woman like me. Because I know exactly what's wrong with you. I know exactly what you need. And I could have gave it to you, but I was like, I'm not going to do that because he doesn't want that. You don't want nobody to love on you. I ain't say love you. You don't want nobody to love on you. You don't even know how to hold hands with a woman. You don't even know how to say anything nice to a woman, right? Because maybe nobody's never said nothing nice to you. So that's not my problem. I don't live off that. I don't thrive off that. It's abusive and it has to stop. So don't call my phone. I'm not going to call your phone. I took your situation off the email. But to you women, you have got to start raising your sons. You do. We have got to do better by our sons because it's not enough for them to grow up to be masculine and learn how to be breadwinners. They need to learn what it looks like to be loved and to be able to accept it. If you don't want to accept it, you do know, young ladies, that all the men are going to do is continuously turn around and continuously try to hurt you. They're going to continuously try to belittle what you do, and they're going to continuously try to beat you down so that you're in a position where they feel comfortable. I'm not put on this earth to make no motherfucking body feel comfortable. Especially not you. So holler back when maybe you like 35, 36 and you done been through some shit and you done fell in love and maybe you done, you know what I'm saying, move forward in life and can learn to accept that. Because I'm all about the love. I'm not out here trying to whoop nobody's ass and being angry and shit because that shit did not work for me. And it's definitely for sure not going to fucking work for you. So guys, tune in next week. We got some surprises for the show. School will be starting back. And thank you so much for tuning in. But y'all be listening to these damn Soul Gone challenges. I'm just trying to listen to the real song.
Soul Gone over you. Yeah. New Monica. Silly on me. Devoted so much time to find you on paper, boy. I nearly lost my mind. Drive past your house every night in an unmarked car. Wondering what she had on me.